Mid-morning in Boulogne-sur-Mer, and the fishing boats return with their catch. But for many, it's smaller than usual.
These are cheap fish, worthless, but we have to put up with this. We don't have any choice. For the past 10 months, we have not been able to make a living.
Gaëtan wasn't given a license to fish in British waters, even though he says he's been working in them for years. His boat didn't have the required tracking equipment to prove that, and the paperwork he provided was rejected.
French officials are infuriated, saying dozens of vessels weren't given the licenses expected by British authorities. President Emmanuel Macron threatened a series of sanctions if the dispute wasn't resolved. But hours before a deadline he set, he held off. Negotiations are continuing.
Some here are frustrated by that decision, saying France should have been more aggressive. Others believe the measures could have backfired. But fishing here is often a family affair, and patience is wearing thin.
Honestly, I don't understand them. They give me a license, but I don't go often to their waters. I would have preferred them to give it to my brother, who actually spent 80% of his time there. It means I have the right to eat, but my brother doesn't.
It's estimated some in France's biggest fishing port have lost half of their income.
We're at a dead end in relation to fish. We've been living with this uncertainty for years while the British decided to stay in or leave the European Union. Solutions need to be found, and they need to stop playing with the economy and the lives of those who work in the fishing industry.
The UK denies it's acted unfairly. It's welcomed France's move to pause sanctions, calling it a major de-escalation. The UK's Brexit Minister, David Frost, is set to travel to Paris on Thursday for more talks.
I hope that people will be smart enough to find an agreement. We are depending on the politicians. We have nothing left to do but wait. But it has already been 10 months and it's a lot.
Fishing makes up less than 1% of either country's economy. But for this community, it's vital. And they need answers soon. Alexia O'Brien, Al Jazeera, Boulogne-sur-Mer, Northern France.